Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avram Goldar and Tirma Sekhas Chulin Daf Pei Tes. The end of the sixth parak, Kisui Adam, and the beginning of the seventh parak, Gid Anasha. The Zikhu Masekhas Chulin program has been generously sponsored anonymously to help bring a lasting Kinyan Torah to Lomdei Daf Yomi worldwide. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Pasuk says, "Lomru bechem mikol ha'amim chashak Hashem bechem." Not because you're greater than all the nations did Hashem desire you, for you're the smallest of all the nations. The sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yisrael, "Choshkeni bechem, I desire you as my people." Sha'afil b'shal shani mashpil lechem gedua, atem mamatin asmechem ofanai. Because even when I bestow greatness upon you, you humble yourselves before me. Hashem granted greatness to Avram, and he said, "Vanochi afar ve'efer, though I'm but dust and ashes." Moshe and Aaron said, "V'nachnu ma, for what are we?" David said, "Vanochi tchas v'lo'ish, but I'm but a worm and not a man." However, regarding idolaters, it's not so. And the Gemara demonstrates how Nimrod, Paro, Sancherib, and Nebuchadnezzar all became arrogant after attaining power. The Gemara notes, "Gadol shenemar b'Moshe v'Aaron, yosu mamash shenemar b'Avram." That which is said regarding Moshe and Aaron is greater than what is said regarding Avram, because he said, "I'm but dust and ashes," which have some minimal value, whereas Moshe and Aaron said, "For what are we?" expressing absolute self-effacement. Point number two, the Gemara permits performing Kisui Adam with the earth of an Ir HaNidachas, a city led astray to a Avodah Zorah, which was destroyed. The Gemara objects that the ashes of the destroyed city are for... The Gemara objects that the ashes of the destroyed city are asur b'hana. Ze'iri answers that the mission refers to ordinary ground, which is permitted. Rava answers that the ashes themselves may be used because mitzvahs lav l'hanus nitnu. Mitzvahs were not given to Israel in order to benefit from fulfilling them. The Gemara objects that one who blows a shofar or takes a luav of idolatry is not yotzi those mitzvahs. Ravashi answers that in those cases, shi'ur be'inim, we require a minimum shira of the shofar and luav to fulfill the mitzvah. And the measure of an idolatrous item is considered crushed to powder and lacking its requisite size. In contrast, regarding Kisui Adam, a crushed substance is better for covering blood. And point number three, the seventh parak begins, Gid Anasha Nohag Ba'aretz B'chutz La'aretz. The prohibition against eating the sciatic nerve applies both in Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael, during and after the Beis HaMikdash, and both with chulin animals and kajim. Applies to both behemah and chaya, to both the right and left thighs, but not to birds. The Gemara says that it's obvious that the Gid Anasha applies to kajim. Just because he was makdishit, the Gid Anasha prohibition should leave it. The Gemara suggests the case is Vlados kajim, offspring of kajim. And the Tana holds that the Gid Anasha prohibition applies to a fetus and additionally holds that offspring of kajim, b'mei iman and kadoshim, are consecrated while in the mother's womb from when they're formed. Thus, both the Gid Anasha and Kachim prohibitions take effect simultaneously, and the Mishnah is teaching that a fetus's Gid Anasha is prohibited, without which the Kachim prohibition would precede the Gid Anasha prohibition and prevent it from taking effect. However, the Gemara rejects as proving that all Gidin develop only after the limbs, meaning the Kachim prohibition takes effect first. Therefore, the Gemara explains differently on the following daf. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Pasuk says, "Lomru bechem mikol ha'amim chashak Hashem bechem." Not because you're greater than all the nations did Hashem desire you, for you are the smallest of all the nations. This hints that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yisrael, "Choshkeni bechem, I desire you as my people." Sha'afil b'shal shani mashpil lechem gedua, atem mamatin asmechem ofanai. Because even when I bestow greatness upon you, you humble yourselves before me. Hashem granted greatness to Avram, and he said, "Vanochi afar ve'efer, though I'm but dust and ashes." Moshe and Aaron said, "V'nachnu ma, for what are we?" David said, "Vanochi tchas v'lo'ish, but I'm but a worm and not a man." However, regarding idolaters, it's not so. And the Gemara demonstrates how Nimrod, Paro, Sancherib, and Nebuchadnezzar all became arrogant after attaining power. The Gemara notes, "Gadol shenemar b'Moshe v'Aaron, yosu mamash shenemar b'Avram." That which is said regarding Moshe and Aaron is greater than what is said regarding Avram, because he said, "I'm but dust and ashes," which have some minimal value, whereas Moshe and Aaron said, "For what are we?" expressing absolute self-effacement. Point number two, the Gemara permits performing Kisui Adam with the earth of an Ir HaNidachas, a city led astray to a Avodah Zorah, which was destroyed. The Gemara objects that the ashes of the destroyed city are for... The Gemara objects that the ashes of the destroyed city are asur b'hana. Ze'iri answers that the mission refers to ordinary ground, which is permitted. Rava answers that the ashes themselves may be used because mitzvahs lav l'hanus nitnu. Mitzvahs were not given to Israel in order to benefit from fulfilling them. The Gemara objects that one who blows a shofar or takes a luav of idolatry is not yotzi those mitzvahs. Rav Ashi answers that in those cases, shi'ur be'inim, we require a minimum shira of the shofar and luav to fulfill the mitzvah. And the measure of an idolatrous item is considered crushed to powder and lacking its requisite size. In contrast, regarding kisui adam, a crushed substance is better for covering blood. And point number three, the seventh parak begins. Gidin nasha nohag ba'aretz b'chutz la'aretz. The prohibition against eating the sciatic nerve applies both in Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael, during and after the Beis HaMikdash, and both with chulin animals and kajim. Applies to both behemah and chaya, to both the right and left thighs, but not to birds. The Gemara says that it's obvious that the Gidin Nasha applies to Kadshim. Just because he was makdishit, the Gidin Nasha prohibition should leave it. The Gemara suggests the case is Vlados Kadshim, offspring of Kadshim. And the Tana holds that the Gidin Nasha prohibition applies to a fetus and additionally holds that offspring of Kadshim, B'mei Iman and Kadoshim, are consecrated while in the mother's womb from when they're formed. Thus, both the Gidin Nasha and Kadshim prohibitions take effect simultaneously, and the Mishnah is teaching that a fetus's Gidin Nasha is prohibited, without which the Kadshim prohibition would precede the Gidin Nasha prohibition and prevent it from taking effect. However, the Gemara rejects as proving that all Gidin develop only after the limbs, meaning the Kadshim prohibition takes effect first. Therefore, the Gemara explains differently on the following daf. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Pei Tes, and our standard Siman is a pot. A pot, so here goes. The king who is humble enough to stir the pot, cooking on the fire, even though he was so great, that he burnt an ir ha'nidachas, whose ashes were being used for kisui adam, used the ladle to point out a gidin nasha on a baby animal, of kadshim. Once again, slow motion. The king who is humble enough to stir the pot, that must be run daf pei tes. The king who was humble enough to stir the pot cooking on the fire, even though he was so great, which reminds us, the pasuk says, "Lo merubachem mikol ha'amim chashak Hashemachem," not because you're greater than all the nations did Hashem desire you, for you're the smallest of the nations. This hints that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yisrael, "Choshkeni bechem, I desire you as my people, shafil b'shash ani mashpil lechem gedula atem mematin atzmechem afanai, because even when I bestow greatness upon you, you humble yourselves before me." The Gemara then goes on to describe the humility displayed by Avram, Moshe, and Aaron, and David when they obtained greatness. So the king was humble enough to stir the pot cooking on the fire, even though he was so great that he burnt at Nirai Nidachas, whose ashes were being used for Kisui Adam, which reminds us the Gemara permits performing Kisui Adam with the earth of a Nirai Nidachas, a city led astray to Avodah Zorah, which was destroyed. The Gemara objects that the ashes of the destroyed city are Asa Bahana. Ziri answers that the mission refers to ordinary ground, which is permitted. Rava answers that the ashes themselves may be used because mitzvahs lav l'hanus nitnu, mitzvahs were not given to Yisrael in order to benefit from fulfilling them. So the king was humble enough to stir the pot cooking on the fire, even though he was so great that he burnt at Nir Nidachas, whose ashes were being used for Kisui Adam, used the ladle to point out a Gidin Nasha on a baby animal, of Kadshim, which reminds us, the seventh parak begins, Gidin Nasha nohag ba'aretz b'chutz la'aretz. The prohibition against eating the sciatic nerve applies both in Eretz Yisrael and outside Eretz Yisrael, during and after the Beis HaMikdash, and both with chulin animals and Kadshim. It applies to both behemah and chaya, to both the right and left thighs, but not to birds. The Gemara explains why we need to learn that Gidin Nasha applies to Kadshim. So once again, the king who was humble enough to stir the pot cooking on the fire, even though he was so great that he burnt Nir Nidachas, whose ashes were being used for Kisui Adam, used the ladle to point out a Gidin Nasha on a baby animal of Kadshim. All right, so now it's time for our four Blabach Hazara. Daf Pehe, so the Siman Daf Pehe is a dentist because of Peh. So here goes. The patient who was getting annoyed at the dentist. Dentist? That must be on Daf Pehe, Peh. The patient was getting annoyed at the dentist who was going on and on about the difference between Shechita Sheina Ruyah for Kisui Adam and Osov Espino, which reminds us, Rebbe distinguished between Osov Espino and Kisui Adam regarding Shechita Sheina Ruyah. So the patient was getting annoyed at the dentist who was going on and on about the difference between Shechita Sheina Ruyah for Kisui Adam and Osov Espino, was trying to watch the Beis HaMikdash video about Chulin being Shechtet in the Azara, which although it was not valid, it would still remove Tumas Nevela, which reminds us, although Rabbi Shimon holds Shechita Sheina Ruyah is not considered Shechita, Rabbi Abba said he agrees that it is Matariat from Nevela, meaning it prevents it from becoming Tame as a Nevela. The Gemara explains that the chiddush of this ruling is where a treifa of chulin was shechted in the Azara. Although chulin shechting in the Azara is normally asr b'hana, Rabbi Shimon permits a treifa shechted in the Azara since the shechita was invalid. The Chachamim disagree because they hold shechita sheina ruya is a shechita. So the patient was getting annoyed at the dentist who was going on and on about the difference between Shechita She'en Ruya for Kisui Adam and Osav Espino, was trying to watch the Beis HaMikdash video about Chum being Shechita in the Azara, which although it was not valid, it would still remove Tumas Naveila, while the dental assistant killed a bird near the flax floss to drive away the moths, which reminds us, Rabbi Chiya's flax was infested with moths, and Rebbe told him to shech the bird where the flax was soaking, and the blood would drive the moths away. The Gemara objects from a brisa. If one shechs a bird and needs the blood for his own use, he's still required to cover it, even if he'll lose its use. Instead, onochro or okro, he should either stab the simanim or tear them out, which does not obligate kisui adam. Daf pei vav, so the siman daf pei vav is police. So here goes. Motion. The police, that must be on daf pei vav. The police who showed up too late to call off a child shechting in an alley ruled that the shechita wasn't even a suffix and one may shecht the offspring the same day, which reminds us the Gemara brings a machlokes of shechita v'cher shoten katan is a suffix regarding kisui adam and osav espino. So the police who showed up too late to call off a child shechting in an alley ruled that the shechita wasn't even a suffix and one may shecht the offspring the same day, directed the police sniper to spray kisui adam in the next alley where someone had shechted 100 birds, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, shachet mea chayos b'makom echod. If one shechted 100 chayos in one place, kisui echad uchulan, one act of covering the blood suffices for all of them. The same applies to one who shechted 100 birds. If one shechted both a chaya and a bird, the Tanakhama says one kisui suffices for both, but Rabbi Yehuda says that after shechting the chaya, he should cover its blood, and the shecht the bird and cover its blood. So the police who showed up too late to call off a child shechting in an alley ruled that the shechita wasn't even a suffix and one may shecht the offspring the same day, directed the police sniper to spray kisui adam in the next alley where someone had shechted 100 birds and went to join their friends in the donut shop who kept saying, let's bench, and going back for some more, which needs a new bracha, unlike multiple kisui adams, which don't, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why one bracha for multiple acts of a kisui adam is fine, whereas one has to make a new bracha after announcing to bench. Regarding a meal, drinking and benching is impossible to do simultaneously, so deciding to bench is by definition a decision to stop drinking. In contrast, one can theoretically shecht with one hand and cover blood with the other, so the kisui requirement does not interrupt the original bracha. Daf Pei Zayin. So the Simran Daf Pei Zayin is a golden Pez candy retriever. So here goes. When the boy who stole his friend's mitzvah of kisui adam was required to pay by giving him his 10 zehuvim golden Pez candy dispenser, that must moron daf pei zayin. When the boy who stole his friend's mitzvah of kisui adam was required to pay by giving him his 10 zehuvim golden Pez candy dispenser, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one shechted and didn't cover the blood, anyone who sees must cover it. The Gemara relates that once someone shechted and another person preempted him and covered the blood. Rabbi Gamliel required him to pay 10 zehuvim golden dinarim to the shochet. The Gemara asks, schar mitzvah or schar bracha? Are the 10 zehuvim payment for the mitzvah he sees or payment for the bracha recited over the mitzvah? A nafka mina is birchas hamazon, which is a single mitzvah composed of 4 brachos. The Gemara proves that one must pay 40 zehuvim for reciting birchas hamazon in someone else's place. So when the boy who stole his friend's mitzvah kisui adam was required to pay by giving him his 10 zehuvim golden Pez candy dispenser, and a wind came and blew the powder from the candy on some blood awaiting kisui that would now be exempt, but chayiv, if it blew away, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a case where blood which was already covered by a person or wind then became uncovered, and whether we say ein dichui eitzel mitzvos. So when the boy who stole his friend's mitzvah kisui adam was required to pay by giving him his 10 zehuvim golden Pez candy dispenser, and a wind came and blew the powder from the candy on some blood awaiting kisui that would now be exempt, but chayev, if it blew away, he got so frustrated that he spilled out his soda on some blood, which would now have to be measured to see if it still had Mar is dumb, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that a blood requiring kisui adam became mixed with water, im yesh bo mar is dumb. If it has the appearance of blood, he must still cover it. If it became mixed with wine or with blood, which doesn't require kisui, roinu so ki humayim, we view the other liquid as if it were water. If the obligated blood would give that amount of water the appearance of blood, it requires kisui. Rabbi Yehuda says, ein dam mevatel dam. Blood does not nullify blood, and even a minute amount remains obligated in kisui. Daf Peches, so the Simmer Daf Peches is a pach, a garbage can. So here goes. When the oil blood from the shechted bird spilled onto the cover of the garbage can, that must be on Daf Peches, pach. when the only blood from the shechted bird spilled onto the cover of the garbage can, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught and a Braisa elaborates, v'kisahu, and he shall cover it, melamed shedama nitas v'sha'al hasakin chai v'chasos. This teaches a blood which spattered and blood which is on the knife must be covered. Rabbi Yehuda explains this only applies where there's no dam other than this which can be covered, but if there is, he doesn't need to cover this blood. Another braisa darshan v'kisahu to teach that all its blood must be covered, including the blood which spattered or which is on the walls of the throat. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says this only applies shulkisa dama nefesh, where he didn't already cover the lifeblood, but if he did, he's patur from covering this blood. So when the only blood from the shechted bird spilled onto the cover of the garbage can, the shochet reached into the can and found some old garments to burn, using the ashes for kisui adam, which reminds us the Mishnah discusses what materials can be used for kisui adam. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel stated a general rule, Davish Megadabot Smachim Mechasimbo. Something in which plants can grow may be used for covering blood, but something in which plants cannot grow may not be used for kisui adam. A braisa adds that one traveling on a ship and has no earth to cover blood of a shechita should burn his garment and cover the blood. The Gemara quotes Psukim calling ashes and gold dust afar. So, when the only blood from the shechted bird spilled onto the cover of the garbage can, the shochet reached into the can and found some old garments to burn, using the ashes for kisui adam. Proud to be a descendant of Avram Avinu, who said, Anochi Afar Ve'efer, which reminds us, Rava says, B'scharsha Amar Avram Avinu, of Anochi Afar Ve'efer, as a reward for Avram Avinu saying, I'm but dust and ashes, Zachu Banav Ushtei Mitzvahs. His descendants merited two mitzvahs, Efer Para Ve'afer Sota, ashes of the Paraduma, and the earth used for testing a Sota. The mitzvah Kisui Dam is not mentioned here because it doesn't provide a benefit besides the mitzvah itself, as opposed to Paraduma, which affects Tahara, and Sota waters, which bring marital harmony. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which step do you discuss doing one kisui for multiple shechitas? That's on daf. Peivav. Good. Number 2. Which step do we discuss which blood requires a kisui adam? And the Gemara brings three opinions. That's on daf. Peches. Good. Number 3. Which step does Gemara bring a machokas if shechita of a cher, shoten, and katan is considered a safek regarding kisui adam and osobes beno? That's on daf. Peivav. Good. Number 4. Which daf do you discuss what materials can be used for kisui adam? That's on daf. Peches. Which daf do you discuss using the afar of a ir hanidachas for kisui adam? And we learn mitzvahs rav lahanus nitnu. That's on daf. Peites. Which daf do you discuss paying asar zehuvim for taking another person's mitzvah or bracha, for example, by kisui adam? That's on daf. Peizayin. Good. Number 7. Which daf do you learn that one bracha for multiple acts of kisui adam is sufficient, whereas a new bracha must be said if one announced they're going to bench? That's on daf. Peivav. Good. Number 8. Which daf discusses the humility displayed by Avram, Moshe, Aharon, and David when they obtained greatness? That's on daf. Peites. Good. Number 9. Which daf do you learn that Avram Avinu's descendants merited two mitzvahs for his saying, Va'anochi Afar Ve'efer? That's on daf. Peches. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we learn that Gid and Nash applies to Kodshim? That's on daf. Peites. Excellent. All right, that concludes this pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.